Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Lamed. We are into Lulav HaGazel. Again, we could spend many, many weeks on today's daf. We'll try to squeeze in what we can, as we have here, right? Probably more written on this daf than on most dafim in Shas. It's one of the meaty dafim, every daf could be made meaty, but the Rishonim and the Achronim really make today's daf full of life. And many Shas topics come up on today's daf, and we'll see how far we get in terms of mentioning a number of them and a number of the Yesodos that we can learn from today about Sukkah and about Lulav and about a couple of general topics as well. Okay, so let's start again. At the beginning of the parak, we're about to start off the section in the Masechta regarding the Dalan Minim. So keep in mind, before we even start, that is the Dalan Minim. We call them the four Minim, but it's really one big mitzvah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, "Ulkachtan lechevayom arishon priy etzadar kapos tamarim vanafi tzavos varvi nachal usmachtim lefrei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim." So the mitzvah daraisa is to be notel a set of Dalan Minim the first day of Sukkot. On a daraisa level, ulkachtem lechem bayom arishon, the first day of Sukkot, that is when there is a mitzvah daraisa. In the Beis HaMikdash, usmachtum lefrei Elokeichem shivas yamim. The Beis HaMikdash is all 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakein that after the Churban Habayis, we take a set of Dalan Minim, all the days of Sukkot, as a zecher to the Mikdash. But really, on a daraisa level, it's only the first day. Elokeichem lechem bayom harishon. The Rambam clearly notes, and this is agreed upon, the Rambam in the 11th Shorish of his Hakdama to Sefer HaMitzvahs, that even though there are four Minim, it is one mitzvah. One mitzvah. The Rambam says, Ashor Shacharasar, She'ein ra'oi limnos chelkei ha-mitzvah bifrat, chelek bifnei atzmo, kishayiyah ha-mekubatz mehem mitzvah achas. One does not count every part of every mitzvah as a separate one of the minyan ha-mitzvos. Right, there are many mitzvahs that have various parts. Dalan Minim has four parts. The mitzvah of Chalitza has a number of parts. Right, the Rekika and the Kriyas HaParsha, and many mitzvahs have a number of parts. Tzitzis, you might say, we'll talk about that in a minute, but the Rambam says you don't count parts of a mitzvah for a mitzvah. It's all together one big mitzvah. The Tahara of the Mitzorah has many different parts to it, counted as one mitzvah. So says the Rambam. What is the first example the Rambam gives? Kimo mitzvahs lulav, like the mitzvah of lulav. Shehi arba aminim, four minim. Hine lo nomar ki priyetz hadar mitzvah bevrei atzma vekapos tmar mitzvah bevrei atzma varafes avos mitzvah bevrei atzma va'arvi nachal mitzvah bevrei atzma. We don't say that each phrase in the pasuk is a separate one of the 613. Lefisha elu kulam heim chelkei hamitzvah. These are all parts of one mitzvah. Ki hutziva lekapzam. Hashem commanded us to gather them together. V'yachar kibutzam tiyei hamitzvah lekichas hakol biyad biyom hayadua. One mitzvah on the day that is known. V'alzeha ekesh ba'atzmo. Similarly, Eid ro'i she'yimna amru b'mitzorah. She'yu yitar b'shtei tziparim chayos eitz erez ve'ezov shnitolas mayim chayim kli cheres b'sheish mitzvos. You don't gather all the six mitzvos. Taras mitzorah mitzvah achas b'chol te'areho. Ki kol elu eim chelke ha-mitzvah shetztavinu ba taras ha-mitzorah. And then he gives many other examples, but those are the two. V'zeh ha-shorish dak lo-havin ma'od. Got to be very focused on this. V'ofin dakuso, and let me explain. What's behind this rule? The Rambam says the rule is another rule of chelke ha-mitzvah ma'akvin zeh etzeh. The Rambam says the rule is, how do you know if it's one part of a mitzvah or two parts of a mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs? The Rambam says, are they ma'akev each other? If the different parts of a mitzvah are ma'akev each other, meaning if you don't have one part, then you can't do the other part, it's meaningless, that's a reflection that it's one unit. So for example, if I don't have an esrog, it's meaningless to take the other minim. Meaningless. It's not that I'm doing anything. So that is a reflection that it's one mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. The Dalan Minim are ma'akvin zeh etzeh. While the Tara of the Mitzorah, ma'akvin zeh etzeh. But, for example, says the Rambam, Tfilin shel Yad and Tfilin shel Rosh are not ma'akvin zeh etzeh. That's a dead giveaway that it's two mitzvos. Tfilin shel Yad and Tfilin shel Rosh are two separate mitzvos in the Minyan HaMitzvos. The Rambam then says, I only have one problem. I have a problem. Tzitzis. The Mishnah in Menachos tells me that Tcheles v'Lavan are not ma'ak, are not ma'akev each other, that if somebody doesn't have tcheles, so then they could just wear lavan and their yod say the mitzvah of tzitzis. So shouldn't that mean like tefillin? It's two separate mitzvos, and yet it's only one mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis is tcheles v'lavan together. We've discussed how many strands have to be tcheles, one, two, or four, machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, Ravid, Rambam, how many have to be. But either way, one mitzvah, said the Rambam, 1 minute, that breaks my rule. I usually say that if it's not ma'akev each other, that shows that it's two separate mitzvos. And here by tzvitzes, it's not ma'akev each other, and it's one mitzvah. So the Rambam says that's an exception to the rule. Doesn't really explain it explicitly. He says that's an exception because mitzvah achas v'ena shtei mitzvos. But so what's the bi'ur hadavar? So if Salvation explains, it must be that according to the Rambam, there are two types of ma'akvin zedzeh. Two types. There's one type of ein ma'akvin zedzeh, which is a reflection of two separate independent mitzvos, like tefillin. Ein ma'akvin zedzeh, if somebody has a cast on his entire arm, all the way up to his shoulder, so there's not even a stump to put the tefillin on the arm, you still put it on the shel rosh, even though there's no mitzvah to put it on the shel yad, because there is no arm. Right? You need a al yadecha. So, separate unique mitzvahs. But then there's another type of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. For example, Seder of Salvation, chalitza. There's some tanoim, yuvam estaf kuf, that the kriyas ha-parsha is not ma'akev. Like when they do chalitza and everybody around says, chalutza no'al, chalutza no'al. So if you don't say that, it's okay. So ein ma'akvin zedzeh. So what does that mean? That the kriyas ha-parsha is a separate mitzvah? No. There's a different type of ein ma'akvin zedzeh, which means that it's not an ikar part of the mitzvah. And even if you don't do this, it's still you did the mitzvah. Not ein ma'akvin as an independent entity, but ein ma'akvin as it's okay if you didn't do this part. So that's what it means by chalitza. That's not a separate. Rekika can be ma'akev. And chalitza, taking off the shoe, can be ma'akev. But the kriyas ha-parsha might not be ma'akev, which means it's a secondary part of the mitzvah. L'chadchila do it, but it might not be needed. Said Rav Salvechik, that's what tzitz is. Tzitzis ein ma'akvin, it's not showing independence, it's one mitzvah. It must be that the ikar part of the mitzvah is the lavan, and the tcheles is a secondary part, which to do the mitzvah mishle musa, we need it, but if one doesn't have it, one is still yotze the mitzvah. And that, he says, fits in very nicely for the Rambam, who says only one out of eight is tcheles. Only one out of eight, right? A half a string, half out of the four. Others say that the Rashi and Tosfos say that Tosfos says prepares four. Four and four. So it's more of equality on a l'chadchila level. Either way, that is the introductory topic to talk about as we get into the discussion of the Dal and Minim. So now we get into Lulav HaGazel. The first min described by the Mishnah is Lulav, right? Even though it's not the order in the Torah. U'lekachta lechem b'yam harishon priyat hadar. First is Esrog, but Lulav has the most, maybe the ikker one of the four, in terms of how it's called, and therefore Lulav comes first. This parak is beautifully structured, as every parak is, but here we have, first we have the Mishnah of Lulav, and then a Lamed Beis Mabeis, the Mishnah of Hadas, Lamed Gimel Mabeis, the Mitzvah of Arava, and Lamed Dal Mabeis, the Mitzvah of Esrog. Right? Right away, the first four Mishnahs in this parak are about the Dal and Minim, each one describing unique psulim and generic psulim to all of these. So here we go. Lulav hagazel v'hayavesh pasul. A stolen lulav and a dried out lulav or pasul. Again, every word here is laden. So lulav hagazel. A stolen lulav is pasul. Why is it pasul? The Gemara is going to talk about. What happens if it is pasul only midrabanan? That's a question in the Achronim. What happens if a katan has it? And we know Gezeilas katan is only b'rushon darkei shalom, because a katan can't own anything if he picked it up himself. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. If it's only pasul, if it's only stolen, midrabanan, do I say the Shar HaMelech has the shaila? Does it make it pasul midaraisa? And he assumes that it's totally on the two reasons that the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, is going to give. Pas yavesh. Yavesh is pasul. So this has a lot on it. Why is a dried out lulav pasul? Rashi is going, the Gemara is going to say, because it is not hadar. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Rashi, right here, yavesh, de be'inon mitzvah muhuderes, dechsiv ve'an vehu. You need a beautiful mitzvah, as v'an vehu. The Gemara says in Shabbos, ze kelim yavehu is the makar for hidr mitzvah. And therefore, this esrog, this lulav, is dried out. What does dried out mean? Dried out means years old. They write, Ramosha Feinstein, in the biography, says that he used the same lulav when he was in Russia 3 years in a row. There was one lulav for the whole community, and they knew they couldn't, wouldn't get one the following year. So he kept it in his house, hanging in a container, whatever. 3 years, then you can imagine talking about drying out. How many of us see a dried out lulav? Right, not too often. But a really dried out lulav lost its yavshus. Lost its all moisture and became in the state of yavshus. So yavish is possible, Rashi says, because it's not zek keli v'yanveya. The big shaila on Rashi, Tosas already asked this, and this is a big discussion in the Achronim. Zek keli v'yanveya usually is not a principle that's ma'akim b'di'evet. Usually, I should beautify my mitzvah, but if I don't beautify my mitzvah, I'm still yotzei. If I don't buy a gorgeous esrog, I just buy a nice esrog, not yotzei. V'yanveya. Right, if I don't beautify other areas, right, by mila, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about it. If I don't cut the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvenes amila, I'm yotzei the mitzvah. So since when does v'anvehu, Rashi quotes mitzvah muhuderet, tichliv zekin anvehu, since when is that ma'akev? That's Tosfos Shaila. Tosfos says, not like Rashi says. This is, Tosfos says, no, this is pre-eitz hadar. This is a unique halacha in Esrog, in Lulav, in Dalin Minim. Not the general principle of Zek Keli V'Anveyu, because that's only L'Chadchila, says Tosfos. V'lo Mifsal V'Hachi. Just like we had this already once. Twice already in the Masechta. Right, we had, in terms of Lulav Tzarech Eged. When we bind the Minim together, what does the Gemara say? That's based on Zek Keli V'Anveyu. And if I don't have that, it's okay. So you see Zek Keli V'Anveyu is not Ma'akev. So what is Rashi talking about? That it is ma'akev. So say all the achronim. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, chelik aleph, simin kuf pei zayin in Arachayim. Says Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishimo Shiurim here. It must be that according to Rashi, zek keli v'yanveyu affects different mitzvos, different chefsas shal mitzvos differently. Most of the time, zek keli v'yanveyu is din l'chadchila. It's just a din in the Maisa Hagavra. Do it in a beautiful way. Beautify your mitzvah and that's it. And if you don't have it, it's okay. But once in a while, certain mitzvos have zek keli v'yanveyu as integrating in into the definition of the chefsa shel mitzvah. And if you don't have it, it becomes ma'akev. Chisaron, right, to read it in Rav Soloveitchik's words. Number one is halacha shel noy she'ein mesuyam, a general mitzvah of hadar. Yeshchiyav bichlal lehisna'os lefanav. B'mitzvos, the lasos mitzvos ba'ofan mehudar. To do it in the most beautiful way possible. Avo b'li ha'hidr, ha'chefza eno ba'mum, ve'no mufka minoy. If you don't have the hidr, it's okay, it's still the same chefza shel mitzvah. And noy is l'chadchila. But then you have another din, certain chefza shel mitzvos, chisaron noy gamur. Ba'ofan zeh, chefza shel mitzvah nechshav l'ba'mum, ha'mufka minoy l'gamre. That's how Rashi understands Dalin Minim Yavesh. Yavesh is possible because it is not a mitzvah mehuderes. The Shaila on Rashi then is that, not the Shaila, the what flows from Rashi, it's pointed out that this should be a problem maybe not just the first day or not. So you're telling me that the rest of the days you don't need a pre-eitz hadar, you just need a pre-eitz? If hadar is part of the definition of the esrog, of the lulav, then you should require that also, because shouldn't you? We'll have to see. There's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi must hold the whole cross, but other rishonim say, no, maybe yavesh is only a problem on the first days. One other ha'ara related to yavesh, and that is a very interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi right here. The Yerushalmi has one day at least. Why is yavesh pasul? Because, says the Yerushalmi, and the Ravid loves this Yerushalmi, the Ravid has a separate sefer on Lulav HaGozel, sefer about Dalet Minim. So there in that sefer, and the Rishonim quoted, Yavesh Pasol, Rabbi Avin Mishem Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Yavesh Pasol, Hashem, Lo HaMesim Yehaleluka. Dead items, dead people, can't praise God. Right, what we say in the Hallelukas. So a dried out one of the Dalet Minim is a dead. Lo HaMesim Yehaleluka. That's what the Ravid says. The Ravid says, as Yerushalmi says, and the Ravid likes this Yerushalmi. The Ritva quotes this Ravid in the name of Yerushalmi and says, "Oh, come on, doesn't really mean it." Lo amesim yahaleluka, says the Ritva right here. Umashakasab Yerushalmi misham lo amesim yahaleluka lashon tzachusu. Don't take it so literally. It's not gonna matter. It's not a nice exaggeration. It's a mushal. Doesn't literally mean that it's dead. Kederek sha'amru, like it says in the Yerushalmi. Right, we don't have this Yerushalmi. The footnotes point out, Gabi Shofar. It says by a shofar, if I flip the shofar around and blew out of the wide side instead of the skinny side, the Yerushalmi says, you're not Yotzei. Not Yotzei. Why? Min ha-meitzar karasika. You have to blow from the straights, from the narrow. Min ha-meitzar karasika. That's really a psul for blowing an shofar backwards. No, it's problem. Our Gemara says it's a problem because be'inan derech ha'avaraso. You have to blow it as it grows on the animal. That's the din. Elo de urcha de tamuda de b'nei ma'arava hu b'hachi. But it's the derech of the Yerushalmi. Right? We got to do that Yerushalmi's more. Right? To learn the derech of the Yerushalmi. Says the Ritva, it's the derech of the Yerushalmi to do this. Lemitan, to give. Ke'ein snife ta'amim. To give extra reasons. Min hakasav ledin shal Torah. Okay, that's the Ravid and the Ritva, whether you take that literally. The Ravid's lashon is v'mesu vaday eno hadar shames kvar halach kol ziv vahadro ubevaday kivachu mes kamisha eno dome ukishel asheira v'ir hanidachas demichta shiure. To get to that, it's just like it's not there because it's like dead. Amazing. That's the Yerushalmi. Again, Rashi and the Ravid in the name of Yerushalmi are the two highlights relating to the word Yavish. Good, we continue. So, Lulav HaGadol Yavish Apasel. Shel Asherah v'shel Nidachas. A Lulav of an Asherah tree. A tree that is worshipped. We'll have to see why in the Gemara. Yerushalmi, you have a Chi of Sreifa. V'shel Ir Nidachas. Or Ir Nidachas. That all of the possessions have to be burned. So, Apasel, as we'll see why. Because its destiny is to be burned. So, it's already as if it's not here. Kolomi Lisrof Kasarov Tami. That's Ashera and Irani Dachas. Next. Now we get to some specific lulav. We'll see that first line is going to be by all of the Dal and Minim. Now we get to some specific ones. Nik Tamrosha. What if the top of the lulav is chopped off? Nifritsu Alav. Or the sides of the lulav. We're going to go through, Bez Hashem, all the Lamaisa issues about lulav, what to look for in a lulav, and is it allowed to be open, and what about even the Rishonim talk about the knepel, right, how it's bent on top, right, all different issues, and the lulav comes from the Gemara. So it starts here, nifritsu alav, what if the sides are separated, nifritsu, they're totally separated, and then you just put them back together. You tie them back together, puzzle, because that's not a lulav. It's all separate. Nifridu alav kasher, but what if it just got bent separate, but it's still attached at the bottom. Kasher, then it's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yogdenu Milamala. Rabbi Yehuda says, tie them up. Tie them up. We'll have to see what the machlokas is. Tzine harabarzel. If you have certain growths that grow harabarzel, Rashi quotes tzine tekalam. The Gemara is going to talk about this. By palms, ksheros, those are kasher for lulav as well. Lulav, sheyesh bo shlosha tvachim, kidei lena'anea bo. A lulav that is three tvachim long. What's the shortest minimum size of a lulav? If it's three tvachim long, kidei lena'anea bo. We'll see in the Gemara that really will be a separate factor. In order to shake it, kasher. Something about the na'anuim of sukkah are crucial, and the size of a lulav is even determined by the ni'anuim. That is a big chiddush, because the pashtus is that the na'anuim are derabanan. The Gemara is going to say, mid'ag ve'nafik be. The second that I pick up the dalamin, I'm yotze. Right, that's why Tosis is going to say later on that our minug is to pick up one of the dalamidim, right, the esrog is the easiest, upside down. So we can make the bracha and then be yotzei. Because if we would pick it up directly, straight, as it grows, we're yotzei the mitzvah and we're finished. So the nanu and pashas are drabanan. And yet, the Mishnah here says, how do we determine the size of a lulav? Something about the nanuim. Gives importance to the nanuim, number one. Number two, another element, if you look later on, the Gemara says, on daf mem beis amin aleph, the Gemara talks about, what is the age that a katan should start shaking a lulav? So the Gemara goes through various mitzvahs. Whatever age is appropriate. If a katan yodea lehisatev, chayev etzitzes, lishmar tefillin, the father buys him tefillin, yodea ledaber, the father teaches him Torah, yodea lenanea, chayev a lulav. When he knows how to shake the lulav, it's chayev to be mananea. Wow. Ni'anuim? Why can't he just hold it? He's yotzei the mitzvah. Again, you see the importance of the na'anuim. So number one, daf chavtes right here. Number two, daf membeis, that a katan. Number three, a third one. When is the ikar mitzvah of dal and minim? Okay, we'll come back to this, Bez Hashem. When is the ikar mitzvah? Machlokas, the tour in the Rambam. Machlokas, the tour in the Rambam. The tour said, the quotes, that you do it in the morning. You do the mitzvah, you shake the lulav, take it out, and based on the Arizal, you shake the lulav in the sukkah, you get all the dalet, all the mitzvahs all together. But the Rambam seems to say the nanuim. That's the ikkar. That's where the minna comes from to make the bracha right before Hallel. Because that's where the nanuim are going to be. Again, some Rishonim say that the ikkar mitzvah is by the nanuim. Again, it shows the importance of the nanuim, even if they are only a chov chi of derabanan. Even though you're yotzei. But the Rabbanan said this is a crucial part of being yotzei your mitzvah. Good. So says the Gemara. Kapasik v'tani. Loshna b'yantav rishon, loshna b'yantav sheni. The Mishnah does not make any distinctions. The Mishnah says a stolen or a dried out lulav is possible, period. No distinction between yantav rishon and yantav sheni. Bishlama yavesh hadar b'inan v'leka. I understand the yavesh, you need hadar and you don't have that, and that's why it would be a problem on all the days. Elagazel, but stolen bishlama yantav rishon. Dechsev lachem yishalachem on the first day, for you need yours. So stolen is not yours. Elab yantav sheni amay lo, but on yantav sheni, why can you use a stolen lulav? Amar b'yochanan b'shimim ben yochai, mishum dahavilei mitzvah haba b'aveira. Because of the mitzvah haba b'aveira, it's a mitzvah that comes through an aveira, sheneemar, as the pasuk says in Malachi, v'havesem gazol v'es ha'piseach v'es ha'chole. Hashem is very upset, and he's saying to Klal Yisrael, I don't need your problematic karbanos. You'll bring me your stolen and your lame and your sick karbanos. But Hashem says, I want you to daven. I want you to be good Jews, not just bring the karbanos. So we darshan in the pasuk, gazol dumya to piseach. Stolen that is similar to lame in the pasuk. Ma piseach lesle takanta. Just like lame. If an animal is lame, it's no way, it can't get fixed. There's no healing. Av gazol lesle takanta. So too, stolen animal, there's no fixing for it, and therefore it is apostle all the days. And the Gemara now adds in, loshna lefne yeyush, veloshna la'achar yeyush. How many shas tavis could you have on one daf? Mitzvah baba veira. And now we have yeyush. What is yeyush? Yeyush is when the Bailam give up hope. So that is a factor when it comes to something stolen. So the Gemara says, we compare stolen to lame, and even though in other contexts, it could be that Yeish makes a difference for Kinyanim, Kinyanig Zela. Maybe after Yeish takes place and then I have it, maybe it can be mine. Not for Hilchas Dalan Minim. Dalan Minim, Yeish doesn't make a difference based on this Limud. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, why should that be? Let's get a little under our belt and then we'll go back to talk about all these items. Bishlam Alefne Yeish, I understand why before Yeish. You're not allowed to use it. Adam kiyakir mikem amrachmana, because the pasuk says in this week's parsha that you have to bring a carbon from you. Vilavdi deyu. And this is not yours. If it's before Yeyush, it still belongs to the Nigzal. Ela la'achar Yeyush, akan yebi Yeyush. But after Yeyush, doesn't it belong to the Gazlan? They already had Yeyush. Let's assume without getting into issues of Yeyush Shalom Midas, that Yeyush occurred before. It must be because of Mitzvah Baba Veira. Crucial Rashi. Rashi says on top, on the fourth line, V'af agav de le'inyin mikni, amrina bababa kama de kani lebe Yeyush. And even though regarding Hilchas Kinyani Gezela, Yeyush might be enough. V'have di day, and it's like his. Still, Afilo hachi akruve lemizbeach lo. But karbanis, higher standard. Even if it's legally yours, you can't bring it. And what is the Gemara comparing it to? Lulav. Lulav is like karban. Lulav and karban have a higher standard, and therefore, even if there was already yeyush, it is not going to be allowed to be used for the mitzvah. Okay, what can we talk about? Let's go in order. Let's go back to the previous Amud's Lashon for a minute. 2 days in the Ritva. What's the Gemara's Lashon? Fine, on Yontif Rishon, .. What about Yontif Sheni? Why does the Gemara say Yontif Sheni? Shouldn't the Gemara say, Bishlama Yontif Rishon, fine. But the other days of Sukkis, why dafka Yontif Sheni? Is this alluding to Yontif Sheni? What we call Yontif Sheni? The Gemara is talking about the rest of the days of Sukkis. Why does it dafka say Yontif Sheni? So the Machlokes, 2 days in the Ritva. The Ritva quotes his Rebbeim, he quotes the Rashba, he quotes the Ra'ah, and this is very important Lashonos in this Ritva for Meseches Beitza. Meseches Beitza is all about how do you view Yontif Sheni, right? Yontif Rishon and Chutz La'aretz, Yontif Sheni. So this Ritva has to be remembered for that Sugya of Yontif Sheni. So what is the issue? The issue here is, says the Ritva, are all the psulim of Yontif Rishon the same as Yontif Sheini? That's the Shaila. 2 days right here in the Ritva, based on the language of the Gemara here. When we say, when the Rabbanan enacted, and we have Minach Avoseinu B'Yodeinu in Chutz La'aretz to hold of a second day of Yontif, does that mean it's a mirror image of day one? Or is it just in terms of Isser Malacha, but there will be differences between first day and second day, for example, regarding standards of Dal Aminim? That's the Shaila. So, says the Ritva, Umasha Amarnu Shepsula B'Yom Rishon Bilvad, Das Gedole Raboseinu, Mai Rabbeim, the Ravid, and others say, Shehu Noig Bezman Azeh Beiz Yamim, Shekeshem Shenoag In Bohem Kedusha B'Shar Yonim, Noag In Bohem Chumros B'Mitzvos HaNoagos Bohem. All the Chumros, first and second day. V'Yaf Agav, and even though now, Yadina Mekfir the Yarech, it's all based on Minog, Kivach Anu Osim Yom Sheni B'Takanis Chachamim, Harei Anu, here's the Lashon. Ki'ilu ein anu yodim b'kviyah d'yarcha b'chol inyanav. We treat the day as if we don't have a set calendar. Shari eino docha Shabbos. V'chulu. V'lo od. And then he adds a very practical point. Shem ata machshir al asosa b'yom beiz. If you allow any halachic differences between the first and the second day, yavo l'zalzel b'kdushaso. You're going to come to be mezalzel on yantav sheni. Rachman al-Islan. And we know that is a metzias in some places. The Yontif Sheni, especially those who once came to Eretz Yisrael, they held one day, now I go back, it's less in my eyes. That's another reason why to hold the second day of the Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, because it will be less in their eyes when they go back. But that's in the Rishonim already. Lefichach, Hechmiru bo chachamim ki mo biyom Rishon shuvadeh min haTorah. V'chein das mori. And that is what my Rebbe the Ra'ah says. That's day number one. All the halachas that we say in this parak that apply in Yontif Rishon, exactly apply in Yontif Sheni too. Aval Mori Harav Rabbeinu Shlomo, right, the Rashba, my Rebbe Rabbeinu Shlomo says, Amarli, he told me, I always love that, it's like a Rebbe and a Talmud, I was learning with him, and he told me, says the Ritva about the Rashba, Shedaito Note, She'ein Psulim Elu Noagim B'Yom Echad Bilvad, Noagim B'Yom Beis Bizman Azeh, no, you don't say that. Because, yes, we have to hold the second day because the Minhag HaVaseinu B'Yadeinu, but Ein Ze Elo Lahachmer B'Kedushaso, Aval Lahachmer B'Mitzvos HaNoagos Bo, Ki Yom Rishon, Ein Lanu. You know why? Because it's a Chumra Dasi L'Dei Kula. If you have such high standards for the second day, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say that they're not going to have a lulav on the second day with all the highest standards, and they're going to say, okay, forget it. I don't have a mitzvah today. And they're not going to do anything. And really, on a Daraisa level, they can use it. So it's a chumra d'asli nekuva, says the Rashba, and therefore I say there's a difference. And then he says, v'naktinan lishna t'tamuda kapashte kan b'yantav sheni. Take the words of the Gemara literally. Kan b'yantav rishon, kan b'yantav sheni. Says the Rashba, it's meduyak. Why does the Gemara say kan b'yantav sheni in contrast to yantav rishon? It's dafka yantav sheni. Because yantav sheni is like the other days of Sukkot. That's why he doesn't say Sha'ar Yamim. And then Tosfos Kasav B'Lashon Rishon V'Chein Das HaGaonim V'Kabbalasam Torah. U'Masha Kasavnu, and what we have written here, says the Ritva, Soles Nikia U'Margolis Minimuki Rabbeinu HaGadol HaRamban Mipi Rabbeinu Nero. Got a lot of Rabbeim in this paragraph. You got the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, the Ravid. That's the Ritva being medayik on the Lashon of Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. Okay, back to our discussion. So, Mitzvah Haba Baveira is brought in here. Tosfos here discusses, the top Tosfos, why later on do we say, Vahad, Atanya Lekaman, if you look later on, Tosfos says, Milochem excludes Shaul and Gazul. Right, why over there do you say Gozel is excluded from Lachem? Just say it's Mitzvah Baba Veira. Tosfos says you're right. But then Tosfos says a problem, and he comes up with the Yesod. Why later on tomorrow's daf, let's say you have a lulav of an Asherah tree, or of an Irani Dachas. Why are you not allowed to use that? The Gemara says, because you're going to burn it. Why doesn't it say Mitzvah Baba Veira? A lulav of an Asherah tree, that's a Mitzvah Baba Veira. Why isn't that the problem there? Says Tosfos, the Yesod Gozel. Middle of Tosfos. Mitzvah Baba Avera is only where the Avera is what was ma'afsher you to do the mitzvah. Only because I did the Avera can I do the mitzvah. But if it happens to be there was an Avera done to this item, but it doesn't affect my mitzvah. I could have done the mitzvah without this Avera. This lulav has to be, it happened to have been worshipped. What does that have to do with me? I didn't worship it. So then you don't apply the principle of mitzvah b'avera. That's Tosfos is Yisod. Lo dami legezel, demachmas averas hagezel, baha mitzvah. I stole it, so I'm able to do the mitzvah. Avalhani, otu machmas averas shenasis bo minothik bay. What does that avera have to do with it? That is Tosfos. And then Tosfos l'shitaso ends off with a question. The end of Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Psachim. Gemara Psachim, we'll see how it's Lushitaso. The last four lines of Tosfos. Why in Psachim does it say you cannot use a matzah of Tevel? Why? The Gemara says, based on a pasuk, why don't you just say that's a mitzvah b'avera? Typically, they have a mitzvah b'avera. To ka'achal isura, but not for yidei matzah. Right? That's Tosfos' question. Why don't you say mitzvah b'avera? Ask the Achronim on Tosfos 1 minute. Didn't Tosfos just say 5 lines ago that the only time mitzvah b'avera applies is when the Avera allowed you to do the mitzvah? So by Tevel, that doesn't apply. It happens to be Tevel doing the mitzvah. What's Tosfos' problem? So in the back, one of the Achronim, Rav Yosef Meislish, in the back right after the Marsha says that, no, look at Tosfos. Tosfos answers his question. De ka'achil isura v'nafik yidei matzah. Last lines of Tosfos. You know what Tosfos is saying? Usually the rule of mitzvah b'avera is that the Avera is what has to allow you to then do the mitzvah. But there's also another rule. If you're actually doing the Avera as you do the mitzvah, so then that also is mitzvah b'avera. Even without the principle of the Avera allowing you to do the mitzvah. So by eating Tevel, that is the Avera. So that's what Tosfos says. Really, Tosfos has two rules according to that understanding. Right, there's a big Yerushalmi that's also discussed here. The question that we show him is there a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about mitzvah b'avera? Because mitzvah b'avera in the Bavli is used very sparsely. Very, very few times does mitzvah b'avera come up in the Bavli. Where does it come up? It comes up by karban here. It comes up by lulav. It comes up in Baba Kama by making a bracha on hafrashas chala after I stole flour. Ein ze mevarech ela menaitz. Right, you can't make a bracha. The Yerushalmi has a lot more. The Yerushalmi talks about if I tore Kriya on Shabbos, on my Yotze, my mitzvah of Kriya. If I stole matzah, if I carried matzah through the street on Shabbos Pesach, on my Yotze, the mitzvah, if I use that matzah. So it's on the Gemara. The Yerushalmi talks all about these cases. The language of the Yerushalmi regarding the Yerushalmi, and this Yerushalmi is quoted as a raya to Tosfos, and then we'll continue in a minute. The Yerushalmi's lashon is to be mechalik between stolen matzah and the kriya on Pesach. Stolen matzah you're not allowed to use, but if you tore kriya, you yotzei de kriya. Says the Yerushalmi, matzah gezula ein yotzei by de chavazah bepesach, omar lan, taman gufa avera, bramhacha hu avad avera. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. What does that mean? So many say, it's like what Tosfos says. Here you happen to have done an Avera, right, by the Kriya, but there's nothing that allowed you. It's not like the Avera led to the mitzvah. Mashenkin, by stolen matzah, it led to it. Hagufa Avera. So again, there's a lot here, as you see, and we're just mentioning what we can mention. Yeush! Yeah?
Before we move forward, Rashi had said that you had the pasuk that talked about here was Zakhel Yandeh.
Right.
Gemara seems to
very
clearly just focus
exactly,
on
exactly. The Gemara just says Hadar. The Gemara says Hadar, which is not Zek Keli V'Anveyu. So you have to understand that Rashi is saying Zek Keli V'Anveyu in this context integrates into the definition of pre-Eitz Hadar. That's how Rashi would have to understand it. In Achinayim, that's a problem. That's what Tosfos bothered, but Tosfos says the Gemara quotes Hadar. It doesn't quote a specific Esrog Pasuk, a Lulav Pasuk. It doesn't quote Zek Keli V'Anveyu. Rashi obviously feels that somehow that general din by Dalin Minim integrates into the unique definition of each one. You're right, that's a big problem, but that's how we must understand it. Yeush, so Yeush again is a huge topic. This big Tosfos over here discusses whether Yeush by itself is Kone. We'll just do one line of the Tosfos. Tosfos here discusses, we know that usually most Tanam held that Yeush by itself, the Bialim gives up hope, that doesn't work by itself. You need something else. You need Yeush and what's called Shini Rishus. You need another change of physical possession, which we'll get to Bezer Anamid Beis, Yeush and Shini Maisa. You need something along with Yeush. But there are some Tanam that hold Yeush by itself works. That's what Tosfos discusses here. From our Gemara, it sounds like Yeush would work by itself according to our Girsa. Argues says, Hakanya b'yeyush, does that work out according to all the different Amoraim? But Tosfos, I just wanted to focus all the way at the end of the Tosfos. Tosfos discusses that Gemara that I just alluded to in Baba Kama, which says if one steals flour and then makes it into bread, then it's a mitzvah baba veira, and you can't make a bracha on it. What about yeyush? What if there was yeyush there? Tosfos discusses. According to the Amoran, they say there's yeyush, why wouldn't you be able to make a bracha on it? So Tosfos has an important line. Similar to our Gemara here, even if you hold that Yeish is usually Kona, to make a bracha on something has a higher standard. Says Tosfos in the fourth to last line of Tosfos, Inami shiny bracha, the Ika Nami has kara l'shem shamayim. If you're saying Shem Hashem on this item, I don't care if legally it's yours now. You still see the roots of that, and I would call that still a mitzvah baba veira. It's not roy to be maskir a bracha on such an item. Again, that is an important line in Tosfos. Let's continue. Back to the eighth line of the Gemara. My dechsev ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat. Sone gezel ba'ola. I am Hashem. I love justice. I hate gezel ba'ola. I hate gezel when it comes to ba'ola in sin. Mashal of my lechpazav adam. Why does that? What's a mashal that Hashem hates gezel so much? Shaya over al beis hamechatz. You have a king who's walking past a tax authority. Amr la avadav tnu mechas lamochsim, and he tells his servants, you know, pay the tax authority. Amru lo valo kol mechas kulo shelchahu, but you collect all the taxes. Why do you want to give taxes? Amr lahem mi many yomadu kol ovei drachim for the avrich vatzvam and mechas. I'm going to set an example. I'll pay the tax collector, and everybody will see that you have to pay the tax collector. Even though you're right, everything is mine. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar, also Hashem says, Ani Hashem Soni Gezavol. Hashem says, I hate stealing. What do you mean he hates stealing? Everything is Hashem's. Mimeni Yomadu Banai, V'yavrichu Atzmam and Gezel. They will learn from me and not, and run away from Gezel. I saw one of the Achronim say, maybe this is also an explanation of the first Rashi in Chumash. But the first Rashi in Chumash, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Why did the Torah start off with Bereishis and not Achorish as Elohim? So that the nation of the world can say, listen, Matan, that you're Gazlanim. If you're Gazlanim, you're Gazlanim. Hashem stays away from Gazel. Hashem stays away from Gazel. I want it to be clearly known. First Rashi in Chumash, everything's mine. Everything's mine. I didn't steal anything. I didn't steal Eretz Yisrael. And the Ebenei Yisrael didn't steal Eretz Yisrael. It's all mine. There's one other Hara, and that is the Meshech Chachma. Amazing Ha'ara. Meshech Chachma in Vayishlach says, we never find ever, except for once, a command by God to tell somebody to build a Mizbeach, nowhere in the Torah, except for Yaakov Avinu. Right when he comes back Perek Lamed, hey, Lo Matzana B'Shuma Adam, Shetzitzavo Hashem Yitzbarach Lasos Mizbeach, Levad Yaakov Bava Mazos. Only right here. Why? V'nire. Because it says, Soni Gezel Ba'ola, and Hashem is not interested in stolen items. V'Yaakov is choshes, that maybe some of the shalal of Shechem was stolen. Right? Shimon and Levi. Hashem says, Lo yasim libo she'en bo'yam chash gezel klum. Don't worry about it. That's why Hashem Dafka says, build a mizbeach and give me karbanis. Don't think anything is stolen. Right? Kibush melchama, if you might call it. And therefore, Dafka there, he commands him to build a mizbeach. Okay, that is all part one of the Gemara. Finishing up, Itmar Nami, Amar Rebbe Ami, Yavish Pasav, Reshe in Hadar, Gazal Pasav, Mishadav, Le Miso, Baba Veira. That is all first approach of the Gemara. Number two, Upliga the Rebbe Yitzchak, Dam Rebbe Yitzchak, Banachmeni, Amar Shmuel, second day, Lo Shanu, Ela Biyantav Risha. Right, remember the first day, there's no difference between Yantav Risha and Yantav Sheni. Rebbe Yitzchak says no. Lo Shanu, when do we hold that our Mishnah is correct? Ela Biyantav Rishon. Our Mishnah is only talking about Yantav Rishon. That's when Guzl and Yavish are possible. Avol Biyantav Sheni, Mitoch She Yotze B'Shaul, Yotze Nami B'Guzl. But on Yantav Sheni, and again remember, the day in the Ritva, Yantav Sheni, right, the Rashba. Since you're Yotze B'Shaul, because you don't need Lachem, so you're also Yotze B'Gazol. Tosfos says on the bottom, it must be because Yantav Sheni is Drabanan. You don't have such higher standards, and even though you have Mitzvah Baba Veira, don't worry about it by the Mitzvah Drabanan. Only by the Mitzvah D'Oraisa does Mitzvah Baba Veira taint it, but not by the Drabanans. That's the second day in the Gemara. Matzah Rav Nachman B'Yisrael, is that really true? Lulav HaGazol V'Yavish Pasul. But the Mishnah says, Gazol and Yavish are Pasul. HaShaul Kasher. Mashba, the third type of case, is Shaul, borrowed is kosher. So Amos, when is the Mishnah, when is it referring to? When do you have a day when stolen and dried out are possible and borrowed is kosher? Elay mebiyantif rishon. Is it on my yadav rishon? Aksev lachem ishalachem. V'haylav didayu. It can't be yadav rishon because then Shaul would not be kosher. It has to be yours on yadav rishon. El olav yadav sheni. It must be referring to the second day. V'ktani gazol pasol. And it says gazol is pasol on yadav sheni. Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel. So Gemara says no. Amar Rava la'olam b'yadav rishon. It is referring to yadav rishon. How could Shaul be kosher? V'lo mi boy kami. It's not saying Shaul is kosher. It's just not even mentioning Shaul. It's a not only. Lo mi ba'i Shaul, delav didehu. Not only is Shaul not allowed, because that's clearly not yours. Aval gazel, ema stam gzela yeish bailam hu. But gazel, you might say, stam gzela. Gzela is automatically yeish. Ukidi day dami, and it's like his. That's a machlokes in the Mishnayis and Kalim, whether stam gzela or stam geneva is yeish bailam. And you can understand as far as both ways. On the one hand, you might say, if I know who stole it from me, he grabbed it from me, I give up hope right away, because I know who it is, I'm never going to get it back. He's a strong man. But Geneva, I have no idea, maybe I'll be able to get it back. Or the other way, by Geneva, I have no idea who took it, I'm never going to get it back. Gzela, I know who, I'm going to figure out a way to get it back from him. So there's a machlokas tanoim there, Reb Shimon, the Chachamim. So that's the Havamina here. By Gozel, you might say, Stam Gzela is Yeyosh Bailam automatically, Ukidi Day, and therefore it's his. And you might say, therefore, you can be Yotzi with it on day one. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, we say that it is not good even on day one. Even by Gezel, we don't say Stam Gezela is Yeyosh Bailam. Period. Next section. The story of the day. It's not an agadic story, it's a very halachic story. Every phrase, major discussion that we show him how to understand it, we'll go with straightforward Pashup Shat. Amalu Rafuna Lahanu Avankari. Rav Huna says to the Avankari, who are the Avankari? The merchants. The merchants. Who are the Avankari? Which types of merchants? Rashi quotes, they're merchants who are, they buy and they sell, right? They're the middlemen. So he says to the Avankari, Kizavnisu asame akum, when you buy the hadasim from the non-Jewish farmers, lo tigzizu atun. You shouldn't cut them. You shouldn't say, you shouldn't allow them to tell you, you know, they're in my field, go cut the hadasim. No, no, no. You don't cut them. Ela ligzizu inhu. Let them cut it. The avulichu, and then give you the hadasim to then give over to all of the, Jews. My time, a why? Why can't they cut it? Why? Stam ovdei kochavim gazlani arataninu. You have to assume that these ovdei kochavim stole the land. It's a good chance that they stole the land that they are on, and these hardasim are stolen property. And the karka ain't an exeles. And really, that's only a physical reality that they stole it. Really, halachically, karka cannot be stolen. So this karka is still in the hands of the original owners, are still owned. And therefore, what's the problem? Hilkach ligzazu inu. So you have to let them cut it. Because if you cut it, then you're going to be stealing. You're going to do the act of stealing. So let them cut it. Ki hechi delevu yeish bailam biyadayu ditu. So that the yeish of the bailam, which we assume has already taken place, is in their hands. Vishini rishus biyadayhu. And the shini rishus is in your hands. Meaning the yeish, and they did the act, it's still not considered yours while they gave it. But once they gave it to you, that's called shinui rishus. And that works. And this is a big sugi in Baba Kama. Yeish plus shini rishus would work. Rashi says here, two opinions. What about Yeush itself? Rashi explains. Number one, on the third, fourth skinny line in Rashi. Ksavar Yeush greida lo kani, aval Yeush vishini rishus kani. First day of Rashi, this opinion is holding that Yeush by itself, the owner is giving up by itself, that's not enough. But it has to have another transfer of physical rishus, number one. Or Rashi says, ve'inami kani, or even if you say yesh is usually kone, mitzvah ba'bavera have. Still, the label of mitzvah ba'bavera might still remain. So for one of those two reasons, at least here, you need yesh and shinui rishus. Either because you always need that, or specifically here, because of the mitzvah ba'bavera. So that's what he told, that's what Rav Huna told the Avankari. There is a question why Rashi adds in one word. If you look at Rashi, on the bottom of Amun Aleph, back, Rashi says, why do you say that this has to be dumb? Stam akum gazli arata mi Yisrael ninhu. Rashi's Girsa, he adds in one word, Mi Yisrael, this must be stolen Jewish property. Ask the Rishonim on Rashi. We paskin that you can't steal from an Akam either. Gezel Akam is also Asur. So why does Rashi have to say that, oh, it's stolen property of a Jew, even if it's stolen property of a non-Jew? Why does Rashi Dafka say, Karka Yisrael? That's the Pnei Yeshua's question. That's the others. The other Rishonim, the Ramban, and other Rishonim, the Ritva. No, even from a guy, they don't have that Girsa. It's not limited. So why would Rashi limit it? So if you look in the Imre Moshe, the Imre Moshe quotes from Chaim, who says that, you're right, Gezel Akum is Asur, you can't steal from an Akum. But let's say a different Akum stole it, and there was Yeush. So when you get it, is that called stolen property for you? No, that would have the status, says the Imre Moshe, of an Avedas Akum when it comes to you. And as Avedas Akum is Muteris, Meikir Hadin. Right, you should return it for Kiddush Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch says. But he says, that's the difference. V'omer Marina v'Rabbeinu, d'gabi halokeach me'akum, su havi zeka avedas akum, d'kivan shegozol ha'akum asodeh, su havi avud me'habaylim, u'lagabi hasheni havi kavedas akum, d'buteres. That's why Rashi says, Gazli mi'Yisrael. That's Rashi. Again, we didn't have time to go into it. How does Yeush work? That's a huge topic. But realize that that's here. A lot of that is here. We'll see, Hashem, if we could have another daf be'in shir about it. But either way, back to the Gemara. So the Rav Huna says to them, make sure that you let them cut it. Says the Gemara, Sof Sof ki gazzu avankari, but 1 minute. Sof Sof, let's say the avankari themselves would do it. Would cut it. These merchants. It still should be fine. Why? Levi Yesh Bailam Yadai Vashini Rishus Biyadan. These Avankari are just the middlemen. So if they cut it and then give it to the Jewish consumers, so then the Jewish consumers should be able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Boshana Davankari Gufayu. No, what about the Avankari's own Hadasim? So there's not going to be a Shini Rishus. You're right, maybe it could work for the next people, but for their own Hadasim, it would not work. Says the Gemara, v'legniyuha b'shinui maisa. But there's a principle. There's all different types of shinuyim that are kone, from a ganav or a gazlan. One is called shini maisa. If I do something physical, there's a physical change that I do to this item. If I steal wood and I make it into a chair, I'm kone it and I only have to pay back money. Shinui maisa is kone. So here, isn't it shini maisa? You're going to take the hadas, you're going to put it into your dalim minim set. Isn't that a shini maisa? Says the Gemara, kasavar lulav ain't sarach eged. No, it would only be considered a maisa if you hold lulav sarach eged. But ain't sarach eged, it won't. Ask the Maritz Chayis for 1 minute. Didn't we say earlier that even according to the Chachamim, lechatchila sarach eged? So why isn't that enough to be called a shini maisa? Says the Maritz Chayis, right here, unbelievable. Says the Maritz Chayis, no. An option and a suggestion is not called achshavei. Is not called that the Torah is being machshiv halachically your action. What's called a shinui maisa just by sticking a couple of meat together and tying them up? That's a shinui maisa. It's a shinui maisa if you have to do it. If you have to do it, it's called a shinui maisa. If you can do it, that's not called a shinui maisa. That's the yisod right here of the Maritz Chai. It's a very important point. He says, the ikir igud eno maisa klau she nechshav shinui. That's not a shinui. That's not like making lumber into a chair. Rock al yedei hamitzvah mechshav maisa the kodem lazelo avi roi lemitzvah v'yata roi lemitzvah uveze shayach im lulav sarach eged mechshav kinyan aval im lulav ein sarach eged im kein af I agdi leka kinyan klau dari roi haya kodem lazeh af below igod. That's an important Maritz Chayis right there. Good, one more line for today. Says the Gemara v'yim tim salom ar lulav sarach eged, and even if you want to say lulav requires eged, there's another reason why it would not be nikneh, because this is an inferior type of shinui maisa. Shinui hachoze liber yasahu is a shinui that can be undone easily. The shinui hachoze liber yasahu lo shmei shinui. And a shinui hachoze liber yasahu is not called a shinui. Tosus points out that it's called a shini midrabanan, not shini midoraisa. And that is why it is not going to be called a shinui. We're going to start by the Shem Torah with Tosfos. Tosfos says there are other shinuyim midrabanan that are considered shinuyim. So why are there differences between certain shinuyim midrabanan and not other shinuyim midrabanan? Just last line also, this other top Tosfos talks about an important topic, and that is, does Yeush work by karka? Yeush works by metaltalin, by movable items. Is it possible that Yeush works by karka? Right? What impression do you get from the Gemara? Sounds like no, sounds like yes, right? It sounds like Yeish Biyadayu did too. Does the Yeish only kick in after you cut it? or before you cut it, not 100% clear how you read the Gemara. There's Yerushalmi and Kilayim that Tosfos quotes. Again, there's an important discussion of Yeush when it comes to Karka. But this is where the sugya is, where the Rishonim and Achronim discuss it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. As you see, chock full. Lulav HaGazal. This is why this is learned in all the yeshivas. But Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll continue.